Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Okay, we're good.
Fantastic. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jordan Howard, Chair of the Home Inspection Advisory Licensing Board. It is now 10 o'clock on Thursday, June 5th, 2025. I'm calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. We will take time at the end of the meeting for brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the board. And as a reminder, board members are not to engage in conversation during public comments. As a courtesy, I ask that all participants keep themselves on mute to reduce background noise. And when a board member would like to comment on a topic, please use the raise hand feature on Teams. Once I've called on you, unmute yourself, state your name before sharing your comments, and please remember to mute yourself again after you're finished speaking. First item is going to be our roll call. Program Specialist Bauer will now call roll, confirming board member attendance. And once your name has been called, please state here or present.
All right. Thank you. I will start with you, Chair Howard.
Present. Thank you.
Vice Chair Tyron.
Present.
Board Member Barber.
Here.
Board Member Lotus.
Here.
Board Member McFeely.
Present.
And Board Member Thompson.
Present.
Excellent. We do have a quorum, so back to you, Chair Howard.
Fantastic. Welcome, everybody. Thank you again for being here. So next is going to be our approval of agenda. Agenda was sent out to you a couple days prior. Hopefully you've had a chance to review. Just going to be calling for a motion to approve today's agenda as presented.
I'll motion to approve.
For the record, could you please state your name?
This is Vice Chair Tryon.
Thank you.
And is there a second?
I will second Board Member McFeely.
Fantastic. Motion, let's see. Is there any discussion on the topics? Okay. All those in favor of approving today's agenda, say aye.
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 Aye as well. All those opposed, nay. And any abstentions? Abstentions. All right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Motion to approve today's agenda has been approved. And next is going to be approval of the March 6th minutes. Went over it. Does look like we got our correction made. So is there a motion to approve the March 6th, 2025 minutes with the identified correction?
This is Vice Chair Tryon, and I'll motion to approve the minutes.
And second?
I will second.
Member Thompson.
Beautiful. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the topic? No discussion. So all those in favor of approving the minutes for March 6, 2025, please say aye.
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 Aye as well. And any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? So our approval is, approved of the March 6th, 2025 minutes. Going to be going through this, looking at awards and recognition, to which we have none, on this particular term, as well as moving down to old business. No old business to address. We have been pretty efficient and effective, it would appear. Next is going to be new business and our in-person meeting updates Ms. Bauer will take.
Thank you. Unfortunately, Governor Inslee's directive that implemented a spending freeze is still in effect. The hiring freeze, no travel, nothing has been authorized for us to move forward with. Due to the timelines that are required to plan an in-person meeting, we're just not going to be able to offer an in-person meeting option for 2025. Hopefully, things will change and we'll have some shifts for 2026. But unfortunately for this year, we're not going to be able to do an in-person meeting. Any questions on that? Right,
negative.
Thank you
very much. Our report out. So we have one subcommittee, report out, and that is going to be taken for our education subcommittee, Vice Chair Tryon. This is on page 17, 18 of your packet.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan. So, in our last subcommittee meeting, we unanimously agreed to approve the new rubric for the education standards. We've kind of subtracted some time away from some of the business components and some of the pool components and add those back to the electrical and plumbing and HVAC. Sandy, do we have a copy of that that we could post right now?
There is a copy in the packet.
Okay.
Let me pull up the packet and I can show that page real quick.
That'd be awesome. Sorry, I'm doing this on my phone because our internet is out at the office currently.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Pretty much missed the whole thing too.
The idea really behind this was just to cement the education for the electrical, plumbing, and HVAC systems, just because it seems like a lot of the responses we got on surveys that we did send out and also from board member Thompson about the he's actually involved in training that a lot of his students were ill-equipped in those particular areas. And so that's what prompted us to kind of reconfigure the hours required under that rubric. And so if you could see under most of those, from the original to what they are now, we've added, it's hard for me to see on my phone, but a couple hours for the electrical, a couple hours for the heating, and a couple hours for the plumbing. And so we're done. This is up for approval now amongst the board. So we're excited about that.
I think you're muted, Chair Howard.
Yay, I followed the rules. So yes, rubric is complete. And absolutely, we do need to vote to approve it. So, yeah, calling on a motion to approve the new education rubric as presented.
Or any discussion, I suppose, from the rest of the board members, maybe prior to approval.
There's room for discussion after there's a motion and a second, and then there's discussion on the topic.
Well, I will motion. This vice chair will try on to approve the rubric.
Thank you, Vice Chair Tryon.
Board Member Thompson, I will second the motion.
Fantastic. We have Thompson and Lotus seconding. So next would be, is there any discussion on this topic? Board members, feel free to raise your hand, take a look at some of those number increase, decreases, and if there's any discussion, let's have one. Ah, too easy. Does not appear there is any, unless I'm not seeing someone's hand raised. Okay, so next is going to be a vote. All those in favor of approving the new rubric as presented, say aye.
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 Aye as well. Thank you very much. And all those opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Abstentions, yeah. All right. The motion is made and approved for the new rubric, which kind of allocates different hours towards more pertinent training in that field. Thank you very much to the Education Subcommittee for making those changes and hopefully improving the education requirements. Next is going to be, so the rubric has been approved. Next is going to be Central Investigation and Audits. Units, regulatory compliance, UCC firearms license, and customer support services. Ms. Bauer, take it away.
All right. Good morning again. The board members were provided a copy of complaint data, licensing data, et cetera. We had identified in an earlier meeting that we were going to do a annual report out of all of this data, but we were going to continue to include it in the meeting packets in case any data was an outlier. So if there are there any questions on what was presented in the packet? Okay, then we will go ahead and continue to prepare an annual report out at the first meeting next year.
Great.
Oh, it is 8, 7, 1, 7, 4.
Next will be master review of master action items, Liz. Ms. Bauer?
All right. I'll just continue to go on through. We did include the housing market report link in your packets. It can be found at the website for the Washington Center for Real Estate Research. There are a plethora of reports that are available at that link. I encourage people to go visit that and see what they can find out. There's things like the annual median price report, census data profiles, and city rental data. So if you have any questions about the housing market and what the trends are, feel free to visit that website. Now we'll move on to the master action item list. We have two items. The first one was assigned to me, and that is the recruitment. It is still in process. We have an open recruitment right now. We're just waiting for some applicants. So we would like to encourage anyone who is interested in serving on the Home Inspector Board to please submit your application as soon as possible so we can have a discussion. Very exciting. And the second item was assigned to you, Chair Howard, and it is the OSHA safety process.
Absolutely. So there's been some public comments as well as inquiries recently suggesting to Washington State that we might not be required to follow OSHA regulations. And I want to clarify that we have now found and verified that that is inaccurate. While the board's primary goal and role is not to enforce OSHA compliance, it is a we must recognize the OSHA and federal standards. So as such, all home inspectors who operate as sole proprietors with employees are required by OSHA to adhere to OSHA practices while following and doing our home inspections. This includes ladder safety, confined equipment, fall protection, PPE. You will need to do with your business what you deem fit, but in compliance with OSHA is what this board recommends, as well as recognizes the authority of OSHA. So we won't be taking this board won't be taking any regulatory action on our end, but be sure your inspectors as well as yourself are trained in the OSHA standards. Firms and sole props need to be compliant. And yeah, any questions, please reach out to your OSHA association to ensure that you are in compliance while performing your duties.
All right. Thank you very much. And that concludes your master action items.
Thank you so much. Next is just going to be our little public comment period. I'll now open the floor to the public to address the board and share their thoughts, concerns, and requests. Written comments may be submitted at least 2 days prior to meetings by emailing dolboards@dol.wa.gov. Members of the public, while you're addressing the board, please remember each member of the public is limited to 1 3-minute comment. Comments submitted in writing count as your 3 minutes. Comments must be on the matters within the board's jurisdiction, and board members are limited to directing staff to study the matter further or requesting the matter be scheduled for later discussion. Ms. Bauer, were any comments submitted by in writing?
We do not have any written public comments.
Thank you so much. And if there's any, are there any public members here? Public members, please go ahead and raise your hand. And call-in members, go ahead and once called, please feel free to speak. See, Laura Sams, has her hand up, or their hands up. Your 3-minute period will start when you begin speaking.
Morning. I just was wondering when the new outline will go into effect. Will it need to be like a regulatory change so it'll take a while, or will it go into effect just once it's published on the website?
And Go ahead.
Let me step in right there real quick. That's a fantastic question. As soon as we have dates, we will send them out on the listserv.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great question. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Go ahead and raise your hand. Scrolling. Not seeing any. Okay. It would appear that all comments have been made. Going to go ahead and close the floor. This brings us to the conclusion. Any announcements? Staff or board members, do you guys have any announcements to share?
We do not.
Give a second for anyone else. And moving to requests for future agenda items. Board, do you have anything that you would like to request for future agenda items? Sounds good. Ms. Woods, if you can review any of the action items.
I did not capture any, but I was curious if there was any action that needed to be taken following the approval of that rubric. Is there anything that staff needs to do following that we should, share out that we've completed at the next meeting?
Good question.
Alyssa, we'll go ahead and start that approval process. As soon as we have the effective dates, we will email everything out on the listserv.
Okay. Well, then that is the action item. And then as a reminder, if any of the board members come up with agenda items that they'd like to cover, they can share that with Sandy or I. Leading up to the next meeting. Well, you'll only have me until sometime in August, and then I'll be out on it. But yes, so definitely send to Sandy if you have any other topics you'd like to cover.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Tryon, did you have a comment?
No, I didn't. Okay. It was asked and answered.
Beautiful. So next is just going to be our adjournment. It is now 10:18 on June 5th, 2025, and this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be held on September 11th, 2025 at 10 a.m. virtually via Teams. I thank you all very much for your attendance.
Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Bob.